Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. When a person gives a loan to somebody else, he's allowed to take a security deposit. He's allowed to take something to make sure that he gets repaid. If he does not get repaid, then he can use the object that he took as security in order to compensate himself for what he's owed. During that time, we'll talk about the status of the item that the lender is holding in terms of the security. Mishnah says, Hilvahu ala mashkon shomer sachar. If somebody lends somebody against security, the lender took an item that the borrower had in order to guarantee his loan, the lender here would be considered a shomer sachar because of the item of security that he's holding. Even though the lender here is not being paid to watch the item that he's holding, he benefits from it in some way. The halacha is, ha'osek b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. Somebody is engaged in a mitzvah, they would be exempt from another mitzvah. So this person is doing a major mitzvah by giving out a loan, mitzvah de'oraita, of helping out somebody and giving them a loan. So during that time, he would be patur, he would be exempt from giving tzedakah. He would not have to give charity. So therefore, the person here who gave the loan is saving money by not giving charity, by not giving tzedakah. And therefore, the benefit that he's getting from taking this security is, in a way, saving him money. So he's considered to be someone who's benefiting from the security and is a shomer sachar. And therefore, he would be obligated if he lost the item or the item was stolen. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda omer, hilvahu ma'ot shomer hinam, hilvahu perot shomer sachar. Rabbi Yehuda makes a differentiation between the different type of loan. He says that if he lent someone money against the security, then the lender here is considered to be an unpaid shomer for the security item, because the benefit of being exempt from giving that tzedakah for that small little time is not enough to make the lender a shomer sachar. In this situation, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would only be exempt for that mere moment while he's giving the loan, while he's engaged in this mitzvah, and therefore it's such a small benefit, it's unlikely that he's going to be asked to give tzedakah at that exact moment, and he's not really going to save money. So the possibility that he may save money in that way if somebody asks him for tzedakah is not enough to consider this person to be a shomer sachar. Therefore, he's a shomer hinam who is not responsible if the item is lost or stolen. But if he lends somebody produce, fruits, against the security, he would be considered a shomer sachar for the security. In this situation, the lender here is benefiting from the loan. The produce that he had would have rotted if it stayed by him. So he lent out produce to somebody else. Produce by him would have went spoiled. That person took care of it, and he's going to repay him with fresh produce. He's going to take care of him with new produce. That's why he's benefiting here, and therefore he's considered to be a shomer sachar for the money that he's watching, which was the security. Now we'll mention another halakha about a lender who's holding on to an item of security. Abba Shaul Omer, Mutar Adam lehaskir mashkono shel ani. Says Abba Shaul, a person who lent money to a poor person and took a collateral, took security in order to guarantee that he gets his money back, is allowed to rent out the poor man's security to others to help out the poor person without his knowledge. What do we mean by that? Lehiyot posek ala veholech. The lender could set a rental fee for the security of the item and rent it out, and he could take that rental income that he gets for the mashkon, for the security that he's holding of that poor person, and he could deduct it from the poor man's debt. The lender here, even though is generally forbidden to use the item that he's holding on to as security, if he's renting it out in this way where he's helping out the poor person, it is allowed. Mipeneshu kemeshiv avedah, because we consider it to be like he's returning a lost object to its rightful owner by renting out the security item over here and gaining money, passive income for the person who took the loan. He's giving the borrower money that he would have not had if he didn't do this for him. The borrower is poor. So we assume that he would be okay with this type of arrangement. He would be okay with renting out his item, even if he doesn't know about it. So therefore, we're helping him out. Zachin Adam Shelo B'Fanav. We're helping out this man. And that is a permissible action in order to keep on lowering and deducting from his debt.